Natalie was waiting with mixed emotions. Victor was meeting Mom and Dad for the first time tonight. That was a big deal in and of itself, but almost the bigger deal was the fact that he was coming over to their house, to sit on their leather couches, look at the moldings in the ceiling, and the busts that Dad had had made of himself and Mom. He was going to sip their tea and probably be served rakia. He would eye Mom's potted plants and laugh at her framed picture of the king that was hanging in the guest bathroom, where the smell of air fresheners was so dense that you could hardly breathe. But above all, the biggest deal was that Victor was going to meet Dad. Dad. Natalie had come home from Paris a few weeks before. She'd been there for 6 months, studied French 2 days a week, and the rest of the time she'd worked in a restaurant that was owned by a friend of Dad's. Working there had been better for her French than being in school. She felt more at home in a restaurant than in most other places. Dad had been bringing her along to his joints since she was little, and at 15 she'd started working at different restaurants in Stockholm, not because she needed the money, but because Dad thought it was important that she did right for herself. In the beginning, she waitressed mostly, but later she worked the bar and ran the cash register at the entrance to clubs. During the final years, she'd been head of the weekend staff at Clara's Kitchen and Bar. She knew that industry inside and out, but she didn't plan on staying in it forever. She'd met Victor a few months before she left for Paris. He was a good guy who knew half the city and had the right attitude about life. And he was hot. Sure, maybe he wasn't the love of her life, but this was the first time a boyfriend would be permitted to come for an audience. It was important that Dad and Mom learn that she could keep company. Natalie walked out and met Victor by the gate. He almost looked like a dwarf in the front seat of his X6. Just as he rolled up the driveway, a green Volvo crawled up behind him. For a brief second, she thought Victor'd been stupid enough to bring a friend, but then the car disappeared off into the darkness of the street. Parked in the garage were Dad's two cars, Mom's Renault Clio, and Natalie's own Golf that had been a present on her 18th birthday. Victor had to park outside in the driveway. The wheels crunched on the gravel. He lifted one hand from the wheel and waved to her. Mom met them in the entranceway. She was dressed in a pair of black slacks and a sheer blouse from Dries Van Noten that was almost completely see-through. Her belt was from Gucci with a G-shaped buckle. She approached Victor, put on her happiest face, her broadest smile, purred in her Serbian accent. "Hi there, Victor. It is nice to meet you. We hear so much about you." She leaned forward, her face against Victor's face, her mouth by Victor's cheek. He hesitated for a second too long, unfamiliar with the greeting ceremony, but he got it at last. Almost kissed Mom the right way. It should have been two kisses on the right cheek, but it'd have to do. They went into Dad's library. Radovan was sitting in his leather armchair as usual. Dark blue blazer, light corduroy pants, gold cufflinks with the family's symbol on them. Dad had designed it himself. A curlicue K with three royal crowns above it. Their family crest now. There was dark wallpaper in the library, bookshelves along the walls. On the walls, above the shelves, framed maps, paintings, and icons. Europe and the Balkans, the lovely blue Danube, the battle at Kosovo-Polia, the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, history's heroes, a portrait of Karađorđe, the Holy Sava. Most of all, maps of Serbia and Montenegro. Mom almost pushed Natalie into the room, one hand on her lower back. Dad rose when he saw Victor.
"So, you're my daughter's boyfriend."
Dad shook his hand. "Sweet library," Victor said. Radovan sat down in his armchair again. Didn't respond. just picked up the bottle that was placed on the side table and poured out two glasses. Rakia, as expected.
Have a seat. It'll be a little while before dinner is ready.
That was Dad's way of saying that Mom could go back out into the kitchen and continue prepping. Victor sat down in the other armchair, straight-backed, almost leaning forward slightly. He looked attentive, ready. Natalie turned around, closed her eyes briefly, walked out.